It is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, that you'll find a very familiar passage of scripture, one that you probably may have heard somewhere during this season and most new seasons. But I ask that you might go there with me again, that you might hear it again for the first time. Isaiah 43. And I'm going to lift a couple of verses here, beginning at verse number 18. The word of the Lord reads on this wise. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You could already. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want to talk to us this morning. I'm trying to give us our springboard for 2023. You just getting it right now. I want to talk about embracing the new, now, and next. Embracing the new, now, and next. Kind of want to say the subject this morning is new, everything new. I like that. It's Ty Tribbett that has given us that song, and I was just able, Haven, to embrace that this morning. It just came to me this morning after the sermon was ready to go, and I was like, wow, new, everything new. And it's just a really nice one. Y'all go listen to it sometime. But I want to know, anybody in here today, are you ready for new?
Yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody in here.
Yes.
Are you ready for new?
So
we've been spending a whole entire 2023 talking about Christian consistency. Yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to build us up to the place where we get an understanding of how it is that we should live Christian consistent lives such that God could get great glory and that we could be the men and the women, the boys and the girls that he's calling for in these last and evil days. It was Watch Night service. If you were here, the sermon title was It's Time to Move. The preacher was trying to help us understand that we can't stay in this place. May I suggest to us that sometimes we get stuck in our routines, and our routines put us in a place of a rut, if you will. But here the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul,
right,
seeing I have rejected him?
Exactly.
You are staying in your routine, working the way you know how to work, but God says it's time to move. And last Sunday, we talked about the God who goes before. That God that gives us every good reason to follow after him, to stay with him, to never leave him, to keep our eyes on him. I said some good reasons. There were good reasons. Good reasons is because he reconciled us. when we would walk away, when we would destroy relationship with him. And he doesn't just leave us out there, y'all, not alone, because we mess up some kind of terrible sometimes. But he comes there and he brings us back to himself. He fixes it so we can be in fellowship all over again. I like that about him. Yeah. That I can mess up with him and he won't leave me alone. I can do some terrible stuff and he will come see about me.
Yeah.
He's not just going to take me with my nasty, dirty self. He will come and speak to me. Yeah. He'll talk to me in such a way that I will understand his love for me that will cause me to repent.
Wow. Yeah.
Come back unto him. But not only has he reconciled us back to himself, but he restores us. What was messed up, to what was torn up, what was broken up, he fixed it and he made it over again for us. And then on last week, he said that he represented himself in such a way, because sometimes we need to be reminded just who he is.
Yeah.
He's merciful. He's gracious. He's long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Those good reasons. Our response ought to be one of worship.
Yeah.
And so as he goes before us, making everything new.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we reach the point in our text today, much has been said, issues and concerns have been presented and resolved. You ought to read it when you get home. But Isaiah 43:18 says, "Remember ye not the former things, mm-hmm. neither consider the things of old." Former things of old, the stuff that happened before and the stuff that happened way back yonder. He said, don't remember those things that had happened, the things that happened in the past,
yeah.
good, bad, or indifferent. But you know, people, Prophet Coleman like to hang on this particular scripture and talk about the stuff that they want to throw away, the ugly stuff, the difficult times. We don't want to remember those things, the mean, the hateful things, the downfalls, the setbacks. But what blew this text up to me, it just blew my mind. Not just are we for to not remember the bad things. The struggles that we've had to endure. But in the previous verses of chapter 43, there are some wonderful things that are mentioned that God has done, even all the way back in verse 1. You ought to see what he says. Now you have to understand that by the time we get to verse 18, it does not negate anything that has happened from verse 1 to verse 18. And this is what he's done. He has created us.
Uh-huh.
He has formed us.
Yeah, yeah.
He has redeemed
yeah.
us. Oh my God. And I begin to think about, Sis Watson, I begin to think about how much it cost for him to redeem me,
yeah, right.
to buy me back based on the mess I can be, have been, and my probably will be in the future. He has redeemed me. The text says he's called me by my name, not
yeah.
just called me by his name, my name. He said, you belong to me.
Yeah.
Now that's some exciting stuff right there. I don't know whether you understand it or not, but not that he called me by my name, but my name wasn't just a name, but he said, you belong to me.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He says, when you go through the waters, I'm going to be with you.
All right.
And if you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you.
That's right.
That's some good stuff, y'all.
Yeah.
But he says, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. That's what he says in the text. All that stuff that sounded real good, that was beneficial to you, a blessing in your life, forget about what has already happened.
Definitely.
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we are in the text. He says, behold. I don't know, this is where the preachers get that watch this from. I don't know. But he says, what? Behold, see, I will do a new thing. All I got to tell you, I'm not going to be before you very long today. I just come to tell you that you ought to expect something. There are in this 2023, you shouldn't walk up in here without expecting God to do some great things. He says, I'm going to do a new thing. That's what I'm getting to do. Watch what I'm getting ready to do. Too many of us are hung up on our past testimonies. We're hung up on stuff that went on in our past as if God is not able, nor does he want to do anything else for us. No, you got to understand that God is getting ready to do something new.
Yeah.
Expect it. Anybody looking for God to do something?
Yeah.
Oh my God, when I begin to look back over some of the things that have happened in more recent past years, I'm thankful that what I went through, what I've been through, what has happened to me, what I've had to endure, I can forget about it because I got great expectation that God is getting ready to do something wonderful up in here. Bless his name. Yeah, he says, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now, I wish I could have pushed pause right there. And he said, I'm going to do new thing now. Well, I can get there, but he says, now it shall come forth. Shall you not know it? Not only you ought to expect something, but you need to accept what it is that he's getting ready to do. Oh my God. The problem with many of us is that we will not accept what God provides or what God allows. Text says now he has even begun to do it right now.
Right now.
Now, I don't want you to miss that. He says, behold, I will do a new thing, but I've already started.
Uh-huh.
Thing about it is it hasn't manifested itself to the point where you can see it clearly, where you can understand it. He said, but I've already begun to do it.
Now.
Yeah, this is the season of Epiphany when Christ was manifested to the Gentiles. It was when the Magi saw the star and then they heard that the Messiah had been born. And they followed the star to get to where he was. Listen, they had accepted the fact that the Messiah had shown up. Now we want to go see it for ourselves. They heard about it. They came. They brought gifts. They accepted him for themselves. And that's why I come up in here every Sunday morning sweating out good suits and robes and things, because I want you to accept the Lord for yourself. Got to get to accept him. Even now, the Lord has given blessings on blessings on blessings. And because you might have to go to the next room to get it, you go without. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh, come on. There's cake in the kitchen. It is for you. You want it, but you don't feel like getting up to go get it. That's a hot mess. That God has provided a great gift for you. And because you don't feel it, because you don't know about it, because somebody said something else about it, you refuse to accept it for yourself. There is a great blessing that awaits those who would receive it. Say, you got to accept it for yourself. There's so many things that the Lord has for us. Now, if you will accept him, it's a package deal. Now, if you accept him, all of those things that come with him belong to you.
Yes, Lord.
Salvation, joy, love, peace, deliverance, provision, pardon. Come on, y'all, accept him for yourself. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. I'm continuing the text. It says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yeah. He says to us that you ought to expect something. You ought to expect the thing, accept the thing when it shows up. But he says, even when you get that, he's going to do the exceptional. He's going to do something even more than that. Even if you go all the way back to verse number 2, he said that he would be with you when you go through the waters and rivers. But when you get to verse 19, he said he will cause rivers to flow where there is no water. Deserts, dry places, dry, not just bring moisture, but flowing rivers in dry places.
Yes.
Oh, that's some exceptional stuff that happens right there. He says that's what I'll do. Oh, right there in the wilderness and in the desert place. So that this verse might bless some and help some others, I need to deal with two words here. That is wilderness and desert. I'm gonna do that and I'm done. Wilderness, the definition is an uncultivated, uninhabited, and inhospitable region. Right. Now, that don't sound like nothing nobody want to deal with, don't they want to be. Can I say it again? An uncultivated.
Uh-huh.
It's growed up. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Uninhabited. Don't nobody live there.
Yeah.
It's inhospitable. Don't nobody want to live there.
Uh-huh.
Who would go there? And then there's the desert, a dry, barren area of land, especially one covered with sand that is characteristically desolate, waterless, and without vegetation. Did you hear me what I said?
Yeah.
It's a dead place.
Yeah.
Ain't no water there, and ain't nothing to eat. He says there in the wilderness, and in the desert, I'll make a way in the wilderness.
Yes.
And I put water in the desert.
Yeah.
Now that's an exceptional kind of God, y'all. Yeah. He says, if in our walk, I need us to understand, we find ourselves in wildernesses and desert-like experiences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if I just talk about wilderness and desert, it might not mean nothing to you. But can I pause and tell you that we have desert experiences?
Yeah.
We have wilderness experiences. We go through changes and time where we are in the places and spaces where we really don't want to be there. Stuff is growing up around us. We can't seem to get out. We can't find nothing to eat. We can't find nothing to drink. It is not a good place to be. And the sad part about it, it seems like we're out there all by ourselves. Anybody had a wilderness experience?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anybody been through some desert-like seasons? That's what he says for us. But I hear the Lord say,
what is that?
I will bring you out of your wildernesses.
Yes.
I will refresh you in your deserts.
Hallelujah.
Listen, y'all. He says, I bring you out of the wilderness, but in your desert season.
Come out here.
You may have to stay in the desert, but he said, I will replenish you. I will refresh you.
Yes.
I will provide the water that you need while you're right there. And I don't care how bad life gets, he will make a way.
Yes.
He will provide for you in your wilderness season.
Hallelujah.
And in your desert season. New. Everything new. As Jesus walked with his disciples, to them, everything he did looked new. Everything he did seemed new. Unstopping deaf ears, opening blinded eyes, raising the dead. Yet they still didn't know who he really was. And when we find them in the upper room, he told them that he must go away. He said, I got to die. I ain't just going away. I got to die. But I'm going to be raised up third day. And they didn't expect that kind of commentary. Nor were they trying to accept it. They had seen the dead raised.
Yeah.
But Jesus was talking about the dead raising himself.
Yes.
This is something new right here. But he is the God of the exceptional. Can somebody say amen in here? He can do what no other power can do. And though he expected it, out on Calvary, they beat him, they killed him, they buried him, and he accepted it all. He took it all. And still does the exceptional on the third day morning.
Yeah.
He gets up with
all power
in heaven and earth in his hand. New. Everything new. Anybody ready for new? I asked that question before.
Yeah.
Anybody ready for new? Hear the Lord say, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And shall you not know it? New. 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 Everything new. Receive the new that God has for you. Expect it. Accept it.
Yes.
And know what he does will be exceptional for his glory. But it's just for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.